My name is Dr. Chris Williamson, Chris Williamson, and I am the senior pastor of Strong Tower Bible Church in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah. All right. So maybe you could talk to me about the genesis of this project to put up the additional markers. Where did that start?
Well, really, it started probably, close to 25 years ago when Hewitt Sawyers, Kevin Riggs, and I developed friendships here in the city of Franklin. So we've been on a journey together for quite some time. So we're friends, and we've been in the trenches together doing different works that promote racial reconciliation in our city during that whole time. My church is an intentional multiracial church. So that's really where it began, so that people won't misinterpret it as thinking, you know, this was a project that just came about. No, this came about because of friends who've been journeying together and have some of the same interests as pertains to reconciliation and the gospel. But as far as the movement with the fuller story, it happened shortly after the events of Charlottesville, Virginia, when the neo-Nazi group protested and one of the counter-protesters was murdered during that time. And so knowing that there were other cities around the country dealing with the controversy of their Confederate monuments, it just made us become more prayerful about what to do as pertains to the monument that sits in the center of our city. And because we know that if it can happen in other places as far as uprisings, that it could happen in Franklin, much to the chagrin of some who feel like something like that could never happen in Franklin. So we wanted to be proactive instead of reactive. And so it first began with prayer. We had a prayer vigil a week after Charlottesville on our square. There was a group of women who called a prayer meeting, and I can't remember their name right now. And we attended that meeting, and the press came to that meeting. And that's really where it began. And from that meeting, Eric Jacobson, who works with the Franklin Trust, Battlefield Trust, reached out to Kevin and talked to Kevin about some solutions. And that one solution was beginning to discuss how can we shape history around the statue as opposed to taking the statue down. And that was some of our thoughts initially. How do we take that statue down? But that was not the battle we were called to after we prayed about it, even as we looked into it, that it would take a whole lot of legislative work and money to do that. And that just wasn't what we wanted to do. So in time, we felt like the Lord really gave us an idea of much wisdom to say, let's couch history around that statue, but also let's do it in a way where people in the city who haven't felt like there was much reason to come downtown, as far as people of color, because there was nothing there that represented them. And then when you have that statue in the center as a memorial to the Confederate Army, there were just blacks who stayed away from downtown. So we just felt like, what if we put representation downtown? That would make people not only want to come downtown, but that would also discourage people from acts of violence if something were to happen in our city as it pertains to, you know, race, racism, things like that. And so that's where the genesis of the idea started. And so we started meeting with leaders in the community, pastors and leaders, and just sharing with them the vision in embryonic form. Some people saw it, but the majority said it would never work because that statue has been, at that time, in the center of the city for 119 years. And people had tried before to move it. So it was like, no, that's not touching that statue, putting things around it, that'll never happen. And so we just kept going, and we kept meeting with the people we needed to meet with from the historic societies. And Eric Jacobson is a master at writing for the markers. So we felt that the markers would be easily accepted because they're less intrusive, if you will, than a statue. We had wanted to put the statue up first of a United States colored troop soldier, but we felt that that would, again, that just would have been too confrontational. So we made that plan B, and plan A was to put up the markers. And much to our surprise, the statue was accepted quicker than the markers themselves, because that's when the United Daughters of the Confederacy began to express their disdain for our idea. And that's when they went on to say that they own the land, not only that the statue sits on as far as the, you know, the base, but they also own the square. They have rights to the square, even though it can't, they don't have documentation. That's what they claim. And so that's when the city decided to you know, take this case to court. And in the meantime, we just kept pushing, you know, with the city's leaders as far as this vision of the Fuller story. And as of last Tuesday, there was a unanimous vote for the placement of the statue and the markers. So so now we begin the fundraising stage. Now we begin finding a sculptor. Now we begin finding a model. We're trying to find someone in the community of Franklin that has ties to United States colored troop soldiers so they can pose for the statue. So now we're on to that phase now. So hopefully, maybe even by the end of this year, we may have some markers put up on the sidewalk in the center. And hopefully by 2020, we're believing the statue will sit in front of the old courthouse of a United States colored troop soldier.
Yeah, okay. I want to go back and clarify a couple of things real quick. First of all, your partner, the other, I guess, minister, can you tell me his name again, please?
Yes, there are two other pastors, Kevin Riggs and Hewitt Sawyers.
And what churches do they serve with?
Kevin Riggs serves with Franklin Community Church, and Hewitt Sawyers serves with West Harpeth Primitive Baptist Church.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And you said that you the church that you pastor, is it in Franklin or is it in Nashville?
Well, it was in Franklin for the first 18 years, and then we relocated because of space. We had to find another space, so we're on the line of Brentwood, Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That certainly makes sense. Okay, so
I'm still a Franklin resident.
Yeah, talk to me for a moment about the markers. I think there were four, if I understood correctly. What is it that's going to go on those markers? Has that language been finalized?
Yes, it has. And in the center, there will be two markers. One marker, which will be dedicated to the fact that the first courthouse of Franklin sat in the center of the square where the statue sits now. And attached to that courthouse was a market house. And in that market house is where Africans were bought and sold as slaves. So there will be a marker speaking to that fact. And then also there'll be another marker giving context to the Battle of Franklin, talking about the Battle of Franklin. And then around the square, in the outer rim of the square, there will be two markers with the soldier, the statue of the soldier that will sit in front of the second courthouse, because that is where slaves went in to get their papers to go to Nashville to sign up for the Army, the Union Army. So there'll be two. There'll be a marker describing the United States colored troop soldiers, and then also Reconstruction also. And then there'll be another marker in front of Mellow Mushroom. And that marker will speak of a riot that occurred in Franklin in 1867 where one person was killed. And that riot was a riot on racial lines and fallout from the Civil War.
Yeah.
So yes, those will be the markers that will go up.
All right. So the court case is still outstanding. So I'm curious if you expect that case when it's decided to cause any problems or make any changes in the plans.
No, I don't. I don't expect it to make any changes. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious if there's some kind of website, perhaps where individuals could maybe see drawings of the markers in the statue or the language for each of the markers or anything like that.
Yes, there's a Fuller Story website. Let me see if I can. Yes, fullerstory.org. And I'm not sure if the language of the markers is on there. We have a meeting this morning. I'll talk with them about that.
Yeah, okay. Is there, have you estimated what it will cost to complete the project, both the statue and the markers?
Yeah, it'll be about probably, well, the markers are already paid for. We had money come in for that already. But the statue, I guess, anywhere from $75,000 to $100,000.
Yeah, yeah. And you said that you were, at this point, looking for a model and an artist for that. Did I understand that right?
Yes. Yes, that's the next phase. Now that we have clearance from the city, now we move into the next phase of finding a model, finding the sculptor, raising the money.
Yeah, okay. All right. I think that's probably all the questions that I have. Anything else about this circumstance that you think we should address before we stop? Maybe something I wouldn't think to ask?
Well, we hope this will be a model for other cities that are struggling with how to understand past history, not try to gloss over it, accept it for what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. So trying to hide it, deny it, doesn't work. And so what we wanted was equal footing, if you will, a place of equal nobility to tell other stories that haven't been told, stories that will bring the community together as well as bring knowledge of the past to stop being in denial. Because in some cases, some cities may feel that their answer is to take a statue down because it may represent a particular person, Jefferson Davis or Nathan Bedford Forrest. You know, those are personalities who did some atrocious things. In our city, it was just a general soldier with no name. So to respect the dead, to respect those soldiers, even though they fought for a cause that, you know, many of us would argue as being noble, but still, you know, those were Americans. So in our case, you know, we didn't have a personality attached to it, but in other cities they do. But there are other cities who, maybe like Franklin, who just want to honor the Confederate soldiers. So once again, how can we get people to the table to be able to talk? It's a new day, and to have representation from others who fought during that time, and to tell that fuller story. So we hope it can be an encouragement to cities that are divided, that don't know how to handle this. So we hope that can be an encouragement for others. And so at the end of the day, we want to see not only enlightenment, but we want to see unity. And we're seeing that in our city, seeing people come together. Now, everyone doesn't like it, but I don't know too many visions that everyone likes. But I know that it's the right thing to do. It's the necessary thing to do, and I'm glad that we're doing it.